Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 192 for Thursday, December 18th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended slightly lower on Thursday after a day of choppy pre-holiday activity. Prices were firmer for a good chunk of the afternoon and turned lower during the last minute of trade. Canola was anywhere from 70 cents to $2.50 lower, the March contract down $1.20 at $436.50 per ton. Speculators were said to be on both sides of the market, with farmer selling and export activity both on the quiet side. The upswing in the value of the Canadian dollar was bearish, as it made canola less attractive to foreign buyers. Ongoing weakness in the crude oil market and good conditions for the South American soybean crop also weighed on canola, as did some profit-taking following recent highs. However, some spillover support came from the gains seen in Chicago soybean and soy oil futures. Steady commercial demand for Canadian canola also underpinned prices. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., grain and oilseed markets were mostly higher on Thursday. Soybean futures were anywhere from 4 to 12 cents stronger. January contract up 8.5 cents. The March contract 8.75 cents higher at $10.44 a bushel. News of a very large sale of U.S. soybeans to China was pushing prices higher. The USDA said China purchased 1.5 million tons of soybeans for delivery in 2015-16. Concerns about the 2014-15 U.S. soybean crop being lower quality than normal were also supportive. However, good conditions for the South American soybean crop limited the advances. Corn futures were also firmer, prices anywhere from 2 to 4 cents higher, the March contract up 3 cents at $4.11 a bushel. Spillover support from the gains in wheat lifted values, as did reports that China is lifting import bans on certain types of U.S. corn and DDGs. News of a fresh sale of 126,000 tons of corn for 2014-15 delivery to an unknown destination was also bullish. However, continued weakness in the crude oil market was bearish, given corn's relationship with the ethanol industry. Wheat values were stronger, hitting fresh 7-month highs during the trading session. Gains were anywhere from 4 to 7 cents. March up 4.5 cents at $6.53 per bushel. Reports that Russia is only allowing wheat exports to a select few countries, including Egypt, Turkey, India, and Armenia, underpin the market. Better-than-expected weekly export sales data from the USDA was also bullish. U.S. exporters sold more than 475,000 tons of wheat during the week, up 8% from the week prior. However, the generally large global supply situation, profit-taking on recent highs, and improving weather conditions for U.S. winter wheat crops limited the gains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, December 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.